third condition is for general confession, general absolution. And this is an obligation. The person who makes a general confession must intend, otherwise no absolution. The person must intend at least within 1 year, the sooner the better, at least within 1 year, must want to go to confession and individually confess his or her mortal sins. Am I clear? Unless they have that intention, the absolution is not valid. Am I clear? Now, the Latin phrase, quam primum, as soon as possible. The church does not say, well, within 1 year. That's what the theologians interpret. The church says, quam primum, as soon as possible, after receiving general absolution, a person must make an individual confession, tell his or her mortal sins, otherwise the general absolution was not valid. Am I clear? Number four, the duty to confess. The duty to confess one's sins, even though they absolved in general absolution. The duty to confess remains a divine obligation. No authority on earth can excuse a person from having to confess their sins. And finally, even to receive general absolution, there must be some sign, external sign of sorrow. Now it could be, for example, the priest could tell 5,000 soldiers, all of you who want general absolution, and show your sorrow for your sins by standing up. Understand, some public manifestation externally of sorrow or sin. And this general absolution is being widely abused. In Chicago, I think I told you now, they're going on 8 weeks. So I met the Archbishop of Chicago in his private residence. In his archdiocese, 40 parishes give only general absolution. Of course, it's invalid. And this is where, and sisters, I'm sure I've said this before, pray and sacrifice for bishops. The 40 pastors wrote to the previous Archbishop Cardinal Bernardine because he told them, first of all, he allowed it to begin with. And then when the Pope got after him, then the Cardinal wrote to these parishes, you must have individual confessions. 40 pastors wrote to the Cardinal and said, thanks for your advice. He will continue with general absolution. Those absolutions are invalid. And I'm told people come from all over the diocese to those general absolutions. I repeat, they are invalid. And we have 1 minute. another ritual. Suppose I wait until our next class tomorrow morning on the sacrament of penance to go over the ritual, which is, of course, now revised, but the basic words remain. Ego te absolvo, a peccatis tuis, in nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. And it is 4 o'clock, 11:30. I'm not sure which clock caught up with which. Then we are resuming class, correct, on the Holy Eucharist at 3 this afternoon. Oremus. Sisters, in nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Recitemus Regina Caeli. Regina Caeli. Oh, you have to sing it, eh?
Salve Regina, not Regina Caeli. Regina Caeli, we don't
get to. Ona, Regina Caeli. Salve Regina. Salve Regina. Et spes nostra salve. A te clamamus, exules filii Evi. A te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimarum lala. Ea ergo advocata nostra, illos tuos misericordias oculos, a nos converte. Et Jesu, victum fructum ventris tui, post hoc exit, ostende. O clement, o pia, o dulcis Virgo Maria. Ora pro nobis sancta Dei Genitrix, in nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.